Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This Friday, July 22nd, has historically been a day for remembering and giving thanks for Mary Magdalene. As you know, there are many Marys in the Bible, especially in the New Testament, in the Gospels. Mary Magdalene is probably most famous for her Easter morning encounter with Jesus, as she, along with other faithful women, went to anoint his supposedly dead body early in the morning. But when they didn't find it, they found the stone rolled away instead. They ran back to tell the apostles, and then when Peter and James came with her, Mary Magdalene looked in the tomb and found it empty. And then Jesus appeared to her, disguised at first so that she didn't recognize him, but she recognized him finally when he said her name, Mary. And Mary Magdalene is first mentioned in the Gospels in Luke's Gospel, chapter 8, the chapter after the section that we read this evening. She's mentioned as a faithful woman from whom Jesus had driven out seven demons. The gospel you heard this evening from Luke chapter 7 describes a sinful woman who had found forgiveness with Jesus. It may have been Mary Magdalene, but from the way she's introduced in the next chapter, I think it's doubtful that it's the same one. In the end, it doesn't matter. The story of this sinful woman in Luke chapter 7 is representative of any sinful woman or sinful man who loves Jesus specifically because she has acknowledged her sins and found forgiveness with him. But it's also representative of the lack of love shown by people who don't see themselves as needing the forgiveness that's found in Christ. In this text, we learn the relationship between love and forgiveness. The three main characters in this story are Jesus, the unnamed woman, and Simon the Pharisee, and the host of the dinner. As Jesus sits at the table at Simon's house, a woman enters and approaches Jesus with great humility. She stands before him crying. Her tears wet his feet. She dries the wet feet with her hair and then kisses Jesus' feet and pours this costly perfume on them. Remember what the prophet Isaiah wrote? How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Now, that verse applies to all ministers of the gospel, but only because it was Jesus himself who first proclaimed that good news in person, that gospel of good things, of salvation, of the free forgiveness of sins for sinners through faith in him, even to the sinner who has the guiltiest record of the most filthy acts and who has lived in open or in secret hostility toward God. To a person like that, like the sinful woman in our gospel, whether it was Mary Magdalene or another woman, the feet of Jesus, the one who came from God to atone for sins with his own blood and to bring her a promise of free forgiveness, those feet were truly beautiful. And her tears and her peculiar attention to Jesus' feet flowed from a heart that knew just how badly she had offended her God, just how tightly she had formerly embraced the filthy devil, just how close she had been to eternal death, but now just how wonderful her God was, who loved her still, and who offered her now forgiveness, life, and salvation through this Son of Man and Son of God sitting in Simon's house. But to Simon, a self-righteous Pharisee, who already thought he was better than other people, who had never lived an openly detestable life, her behavior in his house was disgusting. And Jesus' acceptance of her behavior there spoke poorly of him in Simon's eyes. If this man were a prophet, he would know what kind of a woman this is, meaning he would send her away in disgrace. But Jesus took pity on Simon too, and told him a very simple, very gentle parable to snap him out of his self-righteous condemnation of that woman who had shown such humility and love to Jesus. Two men owed money to a lender. One owed 500, the other owed 50. Neither could pay, so the lender forgave them both. Which one would be more grateful? Well, I suppose the one who owed more, the one who was forgiven more. And Jesus says, "You've answered correctly." Then he goes on to show how that little parable played out in real life right there in Simon's house. The woman who knew how terribly sinful she was, who knew she owed a huge debt to God and had no hope of paying it off, not a penny, was promised the forgiveness of her enormous debt through Jesus, and she believed it. And so she loved him very much, like the woman portrayed in this evening's first lesson from the Song of Solomon, who sought out the one whom her soul loved and wouldn't let go of him once she found him, because love is strong as death. She showed that love by her tender, humble acts of kindness toward Jesus, with her tears and her hair and her kisses on Jesus' feet and her pouring out of the costly perfume that she used to use on herself as she practiced her illicit adultery, but now pours out on Jesus' feet as one who has abandoned her sinful life and has found forgiveness with Jesus and a new life devoted to him. Simon, on the other hand, didn't even show Jesus the customary courtesies of a dinner host. No water for Jesus even to wash his own feet with. No kiss of greeting, no oil to anoint the head. Clearly, Simon thought very little of Jesus because he thought very little of his own sins. And so he didn't view Jesus as having done anything very great for him at all. The one who thinks little of his sins also thinks little of Jesus. But the woman's demonstration of love showed everyone the faith that God had already worked in her heart. And so Jesus says to her, "Your sins are forgiven. Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Now, which came first, the pronouncement of forgiveness, or the faith, or the acts of love? Well, clearly the faith came first, which came from the word she had already heard about Jesus, which brought her to this dinner hall, and which already made her a forgiven child of God. Then came the acts of love. And then came the pronouncement of forgiveness from Jesus, affirming that her love flowed from faith in sins forgiven, a testimony of the righteousness that was hers by faith. And so Jesus told her, "Your faith has saved you." That pronouncement of forgiveness, like the pastor's absolution, also gave the woman another firm and solid word of God on which to rest her faith and to build her faith, so that the next time her conscience troubled her over her past sins, the next time Satan tried to remind her of what a wretched person she was, the next time a Pharisee or another person should treat her with contempt because of her past life, she could turn back to those words of Jesus spoken to her, turn back to them again and again, and be comforted by the word of Christ. Today's festival of Mary Magdalene is about the basics of Christianity: repentance, faith, forgiveness, and love. Your debt of sin is far greater than you imagine it to be. Not one of us here needs to be forgiven only a little. So come to Jesus daily in humility and repentance, and believe. Trust in the Lord Jesus, who is the atoning sacrifice for your sins, and not only for yours, but for the sins of the whole world. Know that God promises to forgive everyone who believes in Jesus, and that He does forgive through the ministry of the Word that He's instituted. So whether it's the promise of the gospel that you hear every time in the sermon, or whether it's your baptism, or the Lord's Supper, or private absolution from the pastor to you individually, cling to those promises, and know that when God pronounces you forgiven, not even hell itself can override it. And finally, let demonstrations of love flow from your faith in Christ and in the free forgiveness promised for His sake, so that everything you do is for love of Jesus. Resolve each day to abandon your sin for love of Him, and to live for Him who loved you and gave Himself for you, that you might no longer be a slave of sin, but a slave of righteousness. Let the example of the woman in this evening's gospel and of Mary Magdalene herself spur you on to love Jesus as she did, always remembering the depths from which Jesus pulled you up, so that you never despise His forgiveness as Simon did. Repentance, faith, forgiveness, and love. These are the things we learn from the gospel for St. Mary Magdalene's day. May the Lord make us imitators of her and of all believing women in the gospels who loved much because they were forgiven much. Amen. Please stand. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.